We now go on to some more local news. We will hear about paperless car permits, cold callers, and the sad news of an old city church having to close. Finally, we learn of a project encouraging schools to use part of their grounds for allotments to teach pupils how to grow vegetables and raise poultry.
Norwich City Council's vehicle-specific parking permits have gone virtual, meaning the council will no longer issue physical permits. The council says it will cut paper use and costs, and the time people have to wait for new permits. The change also means people who suspect illegal parking in their streets can check online to see if vehicles have valid permits. If they do not, and are not displaying appropriate visitor permits, they can report them to the council. At the moment, anyone who wants to park in any of the city's controlled parking zones needs to display a permit. It can take up to 5 working days to apply for and receive a new permit in the post. But City Hall says the new virtual permit system, once fully up and running, will bring that down to 2 working days. With up to 13,000 vehicle-specific permits, which can range from £1 to £1.50 for the cost of paper alone, the council says it will also save money. Drivers using visitor permits and the scratch card system will need to continue displaying those, although the council is looking into how they can go virtual in the future.
Norfolk Trading Standards recently received a report of a doorstep cold caller in the NR2 area of Norwich. The man was knocking on doors on Monday, August the 17th, requesting personal details and internet provider information. Officers at Norfolk County Council's Trading Standards Department said the man was wearing what purported to be ID, but the card was not visible, and he declined to state his name or business details when asked. Trading Standards officers said if somebody cold calls, people should not feel obliged to answer their door. They said if people do answer, then they should think about their home security, making sure other doors to the property are locked before answering the front door. If the person is offering services or trying to sell something, householders should politely but confidently say they are not interested and close the door. If the person is claiming to represent an authority, organisation or charity, they should ask to see ID. If no ID is offered, the caller refused to let it be checked, or it cannot be verified as genuine, people should, again, confidently say they are not interested and close the door. Doorstep cold calling can be reported via the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on free phone 0808 223 1133 or to Norfolk Constabulary on 101.
The United Reformed Church, URC, on Princess Street, Norwich, dates back to 1828 and underwent a major refurbishment in 2014. Following a survey in June 2018, it was revealed that nails holding roof tiles in place were corroding, meaning the entire roof would need replacing. A church spokesperson said, "After 200 years serving the Norwich City community, the URC is deeply sad to announce that Princess Street URC in Norwich is to close. The decision was made on August the 4th at a church meeting, where it was agreed by a clear majority that repair bills for the building were simply too high for the congregation to meet. There are around 25 people that make up the congregation at Princess Street URC each Sunday, who are increasing in age, and it was felt that with a dwindling congregation, they would not be able to take on such a large project. A date for the final service in the church has not been set, and the building will be returned to the URC Eastern Synod Trust. The Reverend John Potter, minister of Princess Street URC, said, "Deciding to close has been a very difficult decision for the church to make, especially after the highlights of the celebrations that marked the bicentenary of the church last year." We are all deeply saddened at having to leave such a beautiful historic place of worship. I hope that whoever buys the building will respect its heritage and use and be able to preserve it for the future benefit of the city.
10 secondary schools in Norfolk have signed up to work with educational charity Papillon Project, which looks to build on an allotment scheme which was run for 5 years at Reefham High School. The latest to bear fruit is at City Academy Norwich, where work began just before lockdown to transform an area of the school grounds. With schools encouraged to use outdoor learning as part of guidelines for safe reopening, pupils returning on September the 7th will get involved in looking after the allotment, called Canalot, which has been transformed over the summer. Throughout the COVID-19 lockdown, key worker students, teachers and Papillon Project volunteers constructed the allotments using recycled materials, including old school desks, light shades, old tyres and toilets as herb and flower beds. Head teacher Paul Collins said, "We've seen a huge benefit of working with our young people in this outside learning environment. During the lockdown period, this open space has been transformed from a plot of grass into a fully sustained allotment complete with chickens and turkeys. It has been overwhelming to see the local support from farmers, community and businesses in offering used or unwanted items to help us grow our project." The growing has continued through the summer break with bumper crops of courgettes, herbs, rhubarb, beetroot, tomatoes and squash, given to West Norwich Helping Hands, a local community service group, for their food parcel delivery to help those in need. The allotment now also has 7 chickens and 3 turkeys, which proved popular with Year 6 students during their induction week. The Papillon Project has also helped create allotments at Dereham Neatherd High School, Litcham School, Sproston Community Academy, Thorpe St Andrew School and Heatherset Academy. It's set to begin work on 3 new allotments at Diss High School, Long Stratton High and Old Buckenham High from September.